Welcome back, y'all. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are in the 2:30 block on a Tuesday, and so it is our weekly segment, Yes, Chef, with Chef Adam Pavlak, owner and operator of Egg and Flour in the Milwaukee area. He's joining us via phone today as he is on the road. Welcome back, Adam. So glad to have you. Today, we're talking about how to make your paycheck stretch at the grocery store. And I love having people over. So I wanted to chat with you, Adam, a little bit about what I'm calling balling on a budget, how to host your friends without breaking the bank. Because it's hosting people and celebrating with food and some drinks, whether it's around a sporting event or a big life event or just because we all need to get together, is something that connects us all. And yet it can be really intimidating for people and incredibly expensive. And I could think of no one better than to brainstorm with us and the listeners about how to host people and make it work so that again, we're not forcing ourselves to go broke when we want to have some of our friends and family over. If you are listening and you've got great hosting tips or other tips on how to make your dollars work at the grocery store, give us a call or text at 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. So, Adam, I wanted to kick this off by asking you, do you have, as a chef, a favorite kind of party that you like to host when you get together with your friends? Or are you so sick of making food and dealing with everybody's wants and desires that you're like, screw it, let's just meet at a bar?
You know, it could go both ways, and I guess it depends on the event. But I will say, I don't want people to think that this is like deteriorating from what we're talking about, but I have no problem throwing a party where you actually make your guests bring everything. I'm such a fan of the potluck. And then if someone doesn't like what the other people brought, they can eat what they like.
Yeah, it is a sort of all-purpose party solve. The potluck is in the great Wisconsin tradition of parties. I don't know anybody.
But have a lick. Right. But don't have it a mystery potluck. You want to know that everyone's covering all the bases.
Yes, that's what I do. Like, we need three on the app category. We get three in the mains, three in the desserts, and three, I don't know if you are, for my friends that can't really make anything, I'm like, you're on chips and salsa duty. You know what I'm saying?
Or if you want to really help and really make your party plan easy, as you say, hey, we need disposable plates, napkins, and silverware so that no one has to do dishes. So then just bring packs of those.
Yep. There is a way to host that can make it work for everybody. I love the potluck. One of my friends does a soup exchange party, which I think is really cool. And the way that she does this is she gets cupcake tins, right? And everybody ladles like a mini ladle into the cupcake holder,
brilliant.
Right? The disposable one. So you can try each of the soups. She makes a couple of loaves of bread. She's got a big old bread maker. And then basically people get to exchange soups. You bring your own Tupperware. It's really fun. Very cool thing for the fall. We usually do it around a football game or two.
That's great. Yeah. I think we were talking about this too, is like I think the buffet or build your own style could also go a long way, whether it's like a chili bar or maybe it's like build your own pizzas or something. If you get some, even if, you know, it might not be the best of the best, but maybe the pre-made, you know, crust, and you can get some ingredients and people can make what they want. Or if it's something that you want to do that just goes a long way that they can build their own. I don't think it always has to be super, super fancy food.
Yeah.
Just make sure that it's prepared correctly. And maybe also just make it, what makes your party fun is make it interactive. If it's not, you know, centered around a football game or a sporting event or a certain thing on TV or whatever, then it kind of gets people talking and saying, you know, what do you like to put on yours, or what have you done, or things like that? Or you start the base of something, and then you let people bring, you know, super extra things where it's like, hey, I brought these crazy hot sauces because I like that, or hey, I brought something that I like to add to the bar or the buffet or whatever. I'm a huge fan of family style.
Yeah.
Huge fan of, you know, platters of food, stuff like that, where it's not like it has to be super fancy, plated out for all your friends and family.
Yeah, I think people can get intimidated by it when you think of it that way. But there's lots of ways to crack this egg, pun intended, for hosting. I can't help but to pick up on, you mentioned hot sauces. I'm embarrassed and proud. I don't know if it's possible to be both of those things at the same time.
For
embarrassed
sure.
and proud to note that I carry around hot sauce in my purse.
Of course you do.
I mean, come
of
on, man.
Of course you do.
Like, you don't want to be caught without the good hot sauce. You know what I'm saying?
What hot sauce are you rocking? Is that going to go? Is that a sponsor thing, or can you tell us?
It's not. But I should call them up and be like, hey, I'll talk about your hot sauce more. I am a huge fan of Marie's hot sauce from Belize.
Okay.
It's where it originated from. There's about like six different iterations. The OG version is amazing, but they also have a super de duper hot one. Chef Adam, when we finally break bread together, I will bring you some Marie's.
So are you just carrying around like a normal bottle, or is it one of those little keychain styles where you get a few drops of it?
Brother, it is a normal size bottle. I mean, come on, man.
That is amazing.
Can't be messing around.
That's hilarious.
Well,
you know, there's the people that are carrying the packets of A1 sauce and the little keychain
yeah.
style of thing.
We got to leave it there, Chef.
I can't
believe we're out of time. He'll be back next week in the 2:30 slot. That's Chef Adam Pavlak, owner-operator of Egg and Flour. Every Tuesday, we talk about food and hanging out and having fun. And apparently, my strange obsession with Marie's hot sauce carrying around a normal-sized bottle in my handbag. Thanks, Adam. Safe travels, my friend.
Thanks so much.
Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're back with Maggie and the Millionaires talking money after news, weather, and sports at the top of the hour.